and welcome to the J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Free, coming to you live from Koreatown, New York City, every Tuesday and Friday. That's right. Your emails, your stories, your questions. We take them here. We dish out that advice. And all we ask, while we deliver the fun, is for you to deliver the word. Sit back, relax, make your Instagram story. Tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister. That's right. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Hit that gong, Shelby. And you might be thinking, it's Friday, the dead of winter. Why should I be happy?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got Papa JT, the Duke of Delta, the Archbishop of Air Travel. That's right, the Wizard of Weddings, the Sultan of Swipes, the Wizard of Ha. Every Tuesday and Friday. You gotta feel it in your bones, people! Yeah, that's you laughing. That's you, the audience. And I gotta say, it feathers my nuts! That's me getting feathered. That's me screaming to the heavens. Oh! That's me as I'm getting feathered. It feels so good. When you tell a friend or a family or coworker or somebody, anyone with ears, the ear community, one ear, two ears, we'll take them all.
Have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
Never seen it.
Well, the cop that gets his ear cut off,
he's
listen.
Allowed. He's in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let him in. We got a 1 year minimum here. So get him in. It would be hilarious if someone wrote in like, I can't believe you say this about the earless community. Like, I would be like, I can't. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I have extreme cauliflower ear.
Yeah. The wrestling community is out.
You're going to upset a lot of UFC fighters.
That's a group I don't want to upset.
Right.
Also,
guest chiming in early.
Don't want to upset the host either. We are very excited. Before we get to today's guest, I got a couple things to talk about. Okay, we are live on YouTube. I'm looking at you, YouTube. Hi, YouTube land. We're here. I've arrived. I got my bags. I came in with my luggage. J Train's here. I'm staying the night. We're here on YouTube.
Those old school ones, like, yeah. in where they have to like sit on it to close it.
That's right. Yeah. There's clothes coming out of the sides.
The hearts with boxers.
That's right. I have the names of cities on like the stickers on the outside. Mm-hmm. Shelby and I are here. We're coming and we're staying for dinner.
Don't mind if I do.
Don't mind if we do. All of you have a YouTube account, okay? We have more listeners than we have subscribers right now.
Yeah.
That means some of you aren't playing ball. Some of you haven't done your job yet. Because you might say, well, I never go. I never do. I never YouTube. I don't care.
Everybody YouTubes.
At some point, you're going to bring up YouTube. You're just helping me out. Okay? And if you're a constant listener, if you're someone that's been here a few years, you're going, well, I've been listening for you. Yeah. Get on the YouTube, hit the subscribe button, feather the subscribe, and so it's there for you for the if and when. I'm not saying you need it now. It's the if and when. Okay? Because one day, you'll be sitting up at 2 in the morning, and you're going to go, I can't sleep. I don't know what to do. Oh, my boy Papa JT has a YouTube channel with funny videos, extra content, the full podcast. You see, these are all gifts.
It's just like little stocking stuffers.
Ho, ho, ho. J-Train's got your stocking stuff full of videos via YouTube.
Christmas in January.
Christmas in January. That's right. So I'm talking to you people. Subscribe on YouTube. In addition, Nashville for Valentine's Day. San Diego for my birthday weekend. That's right. Happy birthday to me at the beach. I'm going to be Boston and New York. Those are the live shows. Go to jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com. More will be added soon. Very excited about today's guest. You've already heard from him a little bit. he is a returner to the podcast, an OKP.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief. It's a guest we've heard before.
That's right. He knows the show. He knows what's up. He's hilarious. Jim Tooze, thank you for coming on.
I'm good now. I can
jump on in. The water's warm.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
Listen, man, a lot of surprises here on the J Train podcast. Yeah, man. A lot of tech here.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you Drama.
That's right. Right off the bat. Jim Tooze has an album coming out, and we wanted to get him on before the album came out, and it's called Oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Why is it called Oatmeal? I am big on the oatmeal train right now. I'm eating oatmeal every day.
So it's a reference to one of the jokes.
You chew the case on the album.
Right, right. You know how comedy albums work.
I know how they work, yeah. The audience sometimes doesn't.
Right.
So for the audience at home, we've talked about comedy albums before. Again, like YouTube, where it's free to do a huge favor for me. It's free to go on YouTube, subscribe. Maybe you never watch it again, but you've done me a huge solid. Jim Tooze, Jared Freed, all of us comedians have profiles and pages out there on things you already subscribe to. You are already on Spotify or Apple Music or Pandora or Napster. Whatever you're on, we're there, waiting, itching to be listened to, itching to make you laugh, okay? Jim Tooze has a fantastic album that is out right now. It's been out for a couple years, right?
Yeah, I think 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
And it's called I Was in Band. I've listened to it. You're all going to love it. You can go subscribe to Jim on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you do your streaming for music. And you can go listen to Jim's album right fucking now.
Feather me.
Feather him.
Did I use it right?
You did. Good work.
Thank you.
An OKP Feather would.
Feather those nuts.
Feather those nuts. So Jim Tooze is on Instagram at Jim Tooze. We want you to go listen to his old album, I Was in a Band. Subscribe to him because the new album is coming on February 28th. All of the appropriate links will be in the description. Shelby's always good at that. Every link is in the description. Explain oatmeal because I am a big oatmeal guy. What's the premise of the joke? You don't have to do the joke.
The premise of the joke is basically my girlfriend's Puerto Rican, okay, and she shares her culture with me.
Okay.
Mostly through food.
Hilarious. I have an idea of where this is going.
And then I can't share anything in return because I'm a white guy named Jim.
Sure.
I have oatmeal. That's the food of my people.
This is...
Yeah.
That's right. That song plays... That's Jim's culture.
Yeah.
That song is played in the back... You wake up to that every day.
Yeah, I do. It's my alarm clock.
I eat my oatmeal and then...
And I eat oatmeal.
Hit it. I mean, what is that? It is so earnest, that song. God bless.
It was almost
this was our anthem.
Almost got replaced our previous national anthem.
Really?
I forget which president it was, but he wanted this song.
Stand up next to you. I know this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Love this place.
It was pretty popular.
Bless the USA. Who wrote this? This is a great... Actually, now that I'm hearing the whole thing, I know why it was so popular.
It's Lee, the iconic Lee Greenwood.
Wow. Yeah. So that was going to replace the national... You're a vet.
Yeah, Coast Guard. America's most sensitive service.
I love the way you smiled when I go, you're a vet. I'm giving you the credit. You're like, yeah. Good. You have to give it. Coast Guard doesn't really...
They go into combat, but I was not... I mean, it's a rarity. Okay. You got to be real specific.
That was you out at war.
Yeah. I was like, I had like an admin job.
Okay.
So I was...
Desk jockey.
I was a total desk jockey.
So how do you... So they were going to replace the anthem with God Bless
forget,
the USA.
I mean, you might have to like Google it, because I can't remember which president it was.
It had to be Bush.
I think it was. Okay. I think it was.
Good for... I mean... He had one a point. Them. That's not a bad rendition of, you know, honoring the country.
It's more fun than the Francis Scott Key poem turned into a song.
What's that?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, is that what was turned into the...
Yeah, it was a poem.
I sound like an idiot right now. I don't know.
What's the... What's,
sound like a Russian right now.
What's a movie you've
this
seen?
This was Russia's plan all along. We're gonna put Jared Freed on the ground, and we're going to have him give dating advice to the youth.
Let him build an audience.
And let him... Yeah, and then we're going to get the... At some point, this is all going to make sense.
Sleeper cell.
Yeah. Jared's going to talk about feathering his nuts for 10 years, and then all of a sudden, we're going to release him into the wild.
You're the Manchurian candidate.
That's right. The Manchurian feather.
Manchurian podcaster. The
Manchurian nuts. So all of you need to go follow Jim, a vet. Support our our troops. Someone. That's right. Do you really eat oatmeal? That's the important
question.
Yeah,
I do. And I thought it was a fitting title because, I mean, you know me and my comedy to some extent. I am not a controversial guy.
No. Funny. Everyone needs to follow. At Jim Tews.
But it's very, you know, it's white guy, it's plain white guy shit.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah. So I thought it was a fitting title. And I do love oatmeal.
I'm eating it every morning. I'm off. I haven't drank all month.
Oh, really? Congrats.
Off booze. Yeah, I don't know how to talk. It's weird. I understand the reason for congrats.
Yeah.
But that makes me feel like I was a full-blown alcoholic before. Like, wow, this is big for you.
I mean, like, I'm a pretty consistent drinker, mm-hmm. and I've done the month. Actually, the last time I did Sober January, my grandfather died, so I'll never do it again.
Okay.
Just out of superstition.
Okay.
Even though I'm out of grandfathers now, but
sure,
it was. Thank you. Thanks for the crowd sympathy.
Studios, yeah.
It was hard. It was hard to go the full month. Even if you're not like, I don't binge drink, but it was like, you know, I'm averaging two a night.
I am sharper, and it's making me feel like I don't need it in my life.
Yeah, you don't.
Shelby just laughed. I'm just saying. I know people get. It nothing worse than the person who stops drinking for 2 weeks and then starts talking like they're a philosopher. Like, yeah, you just don't, you know, so much time opened up my day, and you know,
I mean,
you just don't need it.
Sober life is just great.
This
you know?
Is just how you should be. People should be living with green juices and shit. I don't mean to sound like that because I love having a drink. I love how what it does with time. Like you can just sit and pass the day by. But I was really passing a lot of days by. You know, so. I don't know if I'll go back, but I'm waking up early and being more sharp. I got to talk about, we're at the new Feather Nation Studios here in Koreatown.
Yeah.
The ice situation needs to be fixed here.
Okay.
What I'm a big ice guy. Jim, are you an ice guy?
Yeah, I love ice.
Shelby?
Nope.
No.
No.
Water, no ice.
No, I don't like, I like hot water.
Stop it.
Wow.
This is crazy. Oh, Shelby is now giving...
He's not kidding.
Hold on. The more we learn about Shelby, the weirder it gets. Oh, my fucking God.
In case you get cramps?
I mean, Shelby, this is hot. This is... You can't even... I would shower in this.
I like it.
When you ask for it, you say, can I have a water hot, please?
Well, not at a restaurant.
But you go to a sink and you're like, turn on the hot side of the sink?
Correct.
Shelby, what? This is... Play the revelation noise.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you drama.
Yeah, we have introduced drama. No hot water. So does it go down easier?
Yeah.
I think it is better for your system.
Yeah.
Because your body doesn't have to...
No. That's one of those things that people say. They go, yeah, they go... Anything a little different off-center becomes, no, I heard it makes your shit
better.
It's
actually better for you.
Yeah, that's actually one of
Google
those
it.
Things. Wow. This is crazier than when we learned your middle name.
Which is?
Hot water.
I forgot, but it was weird.
Come on. You're real sharp.
What is it?
You're real sharp this month.
I'm sharp to remember that you had a weird last middle name.
Potter.
Potter. The plot thickens here on the J-Train podcast. So, listen, we're learning. This is a learning episode. Here's the problem. We're at a shared workplace. You walk in, they always offer you coffee, iced coffee, cold brew, a beer. These types of offices, they're all obsessed with going, you want a beer? Can I get you a beer? You're like, it's 8 a.m. on a Monday. I don't want a fucking beer right now.
Guess what?
What?
I used to work in a place around here. Mm-hmm. They had their own office.
Okay.
But it was like an open floor plan thing.
Like here. The shared workspace.
It was their own thing, but it was like a big room, not like, you know, tiny offices. And there was like booze in the fridge.
Yeah.
Like, why? When is anybody drinking?
It's what they do.
It's what they do. It's to tell you that they have.
Like, they'd restock. There's like wine.
Yeah.
Bottles of wine. And every Sunday, I had to like do shows for the NFL.
Okay.
Like late. And every week, I'd bring a bottle of wine home with me.
Oh, really? It. Just because they didn't? Call the police. Yeah. We know where all that wine went. I don't blame you, but that's what they do. They keep refreshing the beer, the wine, but it's like, you have ice cube trays? Are we really refilling? I just refilled the tray.
Is that a machine?
That's not a machine. That's a tray that I'm dealing with.
Wow.
If you don't have ice, you're a third world country to me. I don't want to be around anything you do. I need lots of ice. A embarrassing amount of ice.
You have a fridge with a machine?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
I'm not living in squalor.
Mm-mm.
But the idea that I could come in here and I have to refill ice trays, like, how is that even possible?
It's like college again.
What are we doing? We're making mac and cheese?
Let me fill my little ramen.
We have so many emails today. I'm so pumped to have Jim Tews here. He's done the show. He knows the show. His album, Oatmeal, comes out on February 28th. He's got an album out right now. You can go listen to it right now. I was in band.
Nailed it.
That's the name of the album. I was in band. You can subscribe to Jim on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff, so you can listen to his old stuff and then get the new stuff once it comes out.
See how I've progressed.
Exactly. He's going to be
at
Helium in Indianapolis on February 21st and 22nd. So Helium, Indianapolis, if you're in that area, go check out a Jim 2 show. You got my J-Train stamp of approval. Hit that button, Shelby. Okay, a different button. That's right. We're going to get to the emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do a lot. I want to go a little bit quicker. I want to get through these emails because the amount I'm getting right now is untenable.
They need help.
People need the help.
It's the winter.
It's right. That's when people really start
thinking.
You're
inside, thinking about yourself. Not drinking, maybe.
Exactly. You got extra time. You're sharper. Maybe you've lost a little weight waiting on the internet to comment on how good I look.
You are looking like a dime piece right
thank
now.
Thank you. Shelby, finally.
Fresh. You got more of a glow.
I have a glow. I've lost in my face. I'm starting to match the J-Train picture a little bit more.
Yeah.
How old is that picture?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Who cares?
What kind of a question is that?
You look better now than in that picture.
So it's Preesh.
Get him out of here. Get out of here.
I would say I'm feeling it slide off. Not that first week, not that second week, but I'm in that third week where I'm like, oh, man, I think like it's happening now.
Yeah.
So
your body's adjusting.
I'm adjusting. I did say to my girlfriend the other night, she was so mad at me. I was eating and then I was done. She goes, are you done? I go, I think my stomach is shrinking. Is there anything more annoying than I think my stomach is shrinking when you're still eating? To have the other person go, I'm just full. I think my stomach's really shrinking.
Seemed like you were really giving her the business the other night.
I was really, I was giving her shit.
Is she still drinking for January?
She had one night.
Okay.
And she's going to be mad at me. I can't let her off the hook. You know, listen, when you break, you break. You got to own it.
Yep.
But she's been off the booze, too. But we were watching The Bachelor. I'm doing The Bachelor stuff. And she's in a little bit of a mood. But when I see someone's in a mood, I pick at the scab. I can't not. I love... My favorite time to mess with someone is when they're annoyed. I can't not do it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's like when you somebody's defenses go down.
Yeah. You know, it's like that episode of The Simpsons. What's the one where... He makes fun. He's messing with that one guy who goes crazy and ends up dying at the end of the episode.
I don't remember this.
Google. If you Google it, it'll come up. It's an old classic episode, and he has a very specific name. But to see someone get like upset when you're like so happy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Johnny Happy. I'm losing a couple pounds. My stomach's drinking. I found a new lifestyle. That's the other one. When you go, well, it's a lifestyle. Like, if you really want to annoy people. Stop drinking for a week and start telling people, yeah, it's just a lifestyle.
Frank Grimes.
Grimes. That's the episode of The Simpsons. Go watch that episode if you have Disney Plus. The Frank Grimes episode, you understand. You're like, this guy's getting so annoyed while Homer's just so happy-go-lucky. And it's just funnier to me.
Let's do some emails.
Let's do some. Thanks for keeping us on track. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Blocked. I swear this email is from my friend, and I am tired of hearing her complain about said guy. He has now blocked her on Insta, Snap, and phone. He cannot receive any of her texts, calls, or FaceTimes. Please help. She will not listen to me or any other friend that she seeks advice from. This was a guy that could be categorized as a quote-unquote thing because it was only for a few months, but he has made it very clear that he doesn't want anything to do with her. She's a long-time listener, so please elaborate on your opinion. She will not listen to what I have to say, hoping she will listen to you. More context. She has graduated from college, and he's a senior in college. Their relationship was during the summer, i.e. when there were no other girls around for him, and when she was in completely new territory. Please help. I am tired of giving advice she doesn't take. So it sounds like she was seeing this guy over the summer. He has now blocked her on everything.
She got hooked.
She got hooked. What does she do? What do we tell this person? Because it's a friend that's writing in. I have been in that position before where I've had a friend who drains you emotionally because you keep giving advice. They keep not taking it. So we have to speak to two people. We have to speak to the person that wrote in, and we have to speak to the person who she thinks needs the advice.
Yeah. Well, to the person that wrote in, I will say, being in similar situations, you could talk to your blue in the face, but that is a realization that the friend has to come to on her own.
Yes. And that means tough love. That means letting the baby cry themselves out.
Yeah.
That means looking at this friend and going, I've given you my advice. Like, I have people that DM me and I'll give advice and then I'll send them to Patreon. I'll be like, hey, if you want to ask for advice, Shelby, they know where to find that.
Mm-hmm.
Hit up that Patreon. So they'll come to me. They'll be like,
hit up that Patreon.
So patreon.com/JaredFreed. If you want advice.
Such production value.
So I always say to them, here's what I think. Here's the Patreon. And they'll go, but what about this? And I'll go, I've given my perspective. You can agree or disagree.
Yeah.
So for this person, you have to look at your friend in the face the next time they ask about this guy and go, I've given my perspective.
Yeah,
I'm not going to listen to
this. They just want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it anymore because you're not entertaining anymore. This isn't fun for me.
Right.
Because gossip and advice and hearing people's problems is fun. So at first, and this girl is addicted to the drug of being the one on stage with the microphone. Because every time she tells her story about the guy who got away that's still in college that she hooked up with over the summer.
That now blocked him.
That now blocked her. She's a star with a new tidbit of information. So you need to stop being her audience. One, to the girl she's writing in about who listens to this show religiously, I'm assuming. Sometimes you have to realize that it's not about the guy, it's about you. And I think in comedy, you know, Jim, you might agree with this. There's a lot of times where you start lashing out at someone doing better than you or some viral thing getting virality or some blankety blank, and then you go, this tweet should have done better. And then you have to go, nope, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
It got what it got. It's like, I'll look at a tweet sometimes and I'll go, how does this not have a million retweets? Nope, not good enough. Look in the mirror. You're drinking too much. You need to lose weight.
You need a new lifestyle.
You need a new lifestyle. So to this woman who's having the issues, that you have to say, listen to me right now. And also, the reason she's doing this is she's recently graduated and he's still in college. He actually has more going on for him than her. That first year of graduation, bleak. Bleak! Dark days. Turn down the lights. Yeah. I have my English degree. There is no English factory to work at. There isn't even an English apprenticeship. Oh, to go back to better days of college and thinking that the English factory is going to let me come to work. Like, why? Now I have to go work as an Uber driver and Starbucks barista. But I have a degree! But I have debt! How will I pay it? Maybe Joe College will answer my text. Maybe he'll make me feel fulfilled.
He's the attachment to that better time.
Exactly. You got to get out of there. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Speaking of paying bills, we're sponsor people. I love a new sponsor. New sponsor alert. Ring that bell, Shelby. Today's episode is brought to you by Hawthorne. Hawthorne helps you elevate your scent with an entire line of personalized colognes and grooming products. Smelling good is important. Hawthorne smells really, really good, and they make the process of finding and buying your signature scent easy. They have a quiz on their website. Here's the thing. This is 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We've made it, people. We're not going to buy things that aren't tailor-made to us. We're done. We're done going to the store and getting any shampoo that's made for anybody. No. I took the quiz. Takes about 2 minutes. And it tells you exactly which products match your style. So I took it, and it suggested the seaside cologne for day and a woodsy cologne for at night. My girlfriend loves them both. I'll just say this, okay? The Hawthorne stuff came. I took the quiz, and I got the shampoo, the conditioner, the body wash, the body lotion, two colognes, one for day, one for work, like one for at night, one for work. My girlfriend looked at it and goes, wow, this is beautiful. Like, it comes as if it's a Cartier watch. Beautiful. Then you put it on. I am like, this is part of my whole reinvention. No drinking, using soap. I smell like the woods. It's really great, and it's subtle. Like you said, you walked in, I told you, I was like, yeah. I really like this stuff. It's subtle. So this is the perfect gift for mom or dad or your brother or for you. And let me say another thing. Looks good on the shelf. Joe College from our last email, he's doing,
Old Spice.
Old Spice anal play.
Mm-hmm.
We're in adult land. This is something that if it's on your bathroom shelf, people go, ooh, look at you.
You're doing all right. Got an ice machine?
That's right. Hawthorne is totally risk-free. And it's a great Valentine's Day gift. Great Valentine's Day gift. Free shipping, free returns. It's totally risk-free. Check out Hawthorne at hawthorne.co. That's hawthorne.co with an E. Use promo code JTRAIN to get 10% off your first purchase. That's 10% off. Using code JTRAIN at Hawthorne, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E.co. That's HAWTHORNE.co. Use my code JTRAIN to get 10% off your first purchase at Hawthorne.co. I got to tell people, it's really good. I'm like a huge fan. I'm showering more because of it.
It's you're looking effervescent.
Thank you. Finally, the credit I need. Caught engaged.
Ooh.
Are you engaged?
I am.
You are?
Yeah. Second time?
How long ago was the first time?
Oh, it was 10 years ago, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And when are you going to get married?
October.
What type of wedding? Big, small?
Well, my family's kind of big because we're very splintered, mm-hmm. you know, divorces and remarriages, and then yeah. everybody just still gets along for some reason.
That oatmeal lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And so it's on the bigger side.
Okay, so where are you going to have it?
Ocean City, New Jersey.
Whoa! Yeah. Love Ocean City, New Jersey.
There's a haunted hotel there that my fiance found. That's how we great. Found the venue.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's got personality. That's fun.
Yeah, it's cool. We've been down there a couple times now.
Jared, I'm a huge fan of J-Train and you up. I love hearing your thoughts and advice. I recently went to New Orleans with some friends, met a local guy from Baton Rouge at a rooftop bar. We hit it off, went to the next bar together with my friends and one of his. We wound up having sex that night and texted all weekend, usually after a one-night stand, especially being from different states. I never expect to see the person again. However, he asked me on a date. I wasn't sure if I should go, but I liked how he was spontaneous, and he said he'd be at my hotel in 10 minutes and was taking me out. So they go out. They have a one-night stand. He's like, let's go out again. I'll be at your hotel in 10 minutes. Let's do a date. I actually, if I didn't know the title, I would be like, oh, this is all kind of cool and nice.
Yeah.
The date went well. He was very vulnerable. Opened up to me about his family, friends, and his jobs. Turns out he is a business owner of a blank and NOLA. I'm not going to say it, which is blank of blank.
Fan boats.
He's the fan boat. Baron of New Orleans. Yeah. He also is a real estate investor and works as a technician. Anyway, he took me all around town after our lunch date. The last conversation before we said goodbye was about trust and being a trustworthy person. I'm not sure how we got on the subject, but I remember me saying that I like to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, sometimes more often than I should. And he had said said the same of how he's usually too trusting of people and it tends to bite him in the ass somehow, some way. When he dropped me off at my hotel, I went upstairs to tell my friends how the date went. My friend forgot what he looked like and hadn't accepted me on Instagram yet, so we decided to Google him. When we Googled him, we found an article that said him and his girlfriend and her father all own this business together.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you Drama.
It's coming. I'm very happy I didn't name the business now because I'm like
just getting deeper.
Just easily can find that. I quickly found the girl on Instagram and found out they are engaged. Not only did her entire page talk about their story, but he just proposed to her a little over a month ago, and he's been dating her for 2 to 3 years. He sent me a text after our date saying, "Find out if you can extend your hotel reservation longer." I immediately screenshot and sent the picture I found of him proposing to her and said, trustworthy, huh? He responded, look, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. He responded, look, I'm sorry. I will not talk to you anymore, and I am immensely sorry for my actions. When I didn't respond.
Girl, you make me so proud.
I mean,
I love you.
This guy isn't even trying.
No. He's like whoa, got caught faster than I thought I would.
Yeah. Like, this. Does he know about Google? like is this like the first day he found out about the internet? Like, this wasn't a tough find for her. She didn't really have to search. He requested her too. Like, it's like,
wow.
She wrote, I remember he hadn't accepted me on Instagram yet. Like, what was he gonna just keep her in that unaccepted pile?
Wi-Fi's bad.
Yeah.
All of New Orleans. Can't get the Wi-Fi on my fan boat.
We're below sea level here, so it's kind of spotty.
We ain't got that fancy Yankee Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Trustworthy, huh? He responded back, look, I'm sorry, I will not talk to you. Quickly, just bailed. Like, gotta go! Oh, woo! Like, he fucking sprints out. When I didn't respond, he called me frantically. He was trying to be apologetic on the phone, obviously, and I had no words because I was in shock. My question is, should I tell his fiance that he had cheated on her? Clearly, this isn't the first time he has done this because he knew all the tricks of the trade. I mean, I don't know if he knows the tricks of the trade. I think he... I think he cheats a lot.
Yeah.
But without remorse. I think he only cares when he's get caught. I do believe in karma and that he will get his own. However, for his fiance, I don't know if I should reach out to her. How do I reach out to her or even what to say? Would love to hear your thoughts, any advice you have. We're joking around about this. This is like, you know, people's lives are at stake. We're at the turning point in the movie for three different people. Maybe not as much. You know, the interesting part is she's got the least to lose in this whole situation.
Totally.
You know,
she got off lucky.
I guess, you know, other than being lied to for a whole night and feeling gross about not knowing, it is funny that he's like giving a speech. like it is funny that they're on the date and he's like, you know, all I care about is trust. I hate liars, and I'm only about trustworthy individuals, and it's really what I stake my reputation on. Like, I imagine him on a pulpit at some point in the day just being like, and let me tell you, as a man from Louisiana, I do declare.
He's dressed like Mark Twain.
Yeah, he's got a big mustache and a big... you know, puffy wig. I do declare that I can only trust a man by the crawfish in his pockets.
I am not a scoundrel.
I'll take one cafe au lait, one beignet, and a trustworthy relationship.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like, it's classic. You know, like, I know I'm laughing at it. Like, I just don't, I understand cheating.
Yeah.
I can empathize with cheaters. Like, I understand this guy's like, hey, I can understand if this guy's like, listen, I'm in this business with my in-laws or my soon-to-be in-laws. I went out for a night. But he should be saying that on the date before he gets to the trustworthiness part.
Yeah.
You know, like, if he was on the date, if they went to the second bar and he was like, listen, I know I'm not wearing a ring right now. I got to open up to you. I'm having a great time with you. I'm physically attracted to you. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying that's somewhere I ever want to be.
Right.
I don't want to be there. I'm speaking to one person. I'm not saying this is where I want to be as a person. But I could see, like, that story to me is different.
Makes more sense.
Yeah. Like, making sense doesn't mean I agree with it.
Right.
What I'm saying.
Right.
What do you think? What does she do? Does she tell the fiance?
I don't know. There's a big part of me that's just, I'm not super confrontational, so I would just
I'm
be
the
like,
same way.
I'd be like, all right, fuck that guy. I ain't getting involved in this.
I mean, I've said this so many times on the podcast. If there's a burning house, I'm running out of it.
Yeah.
Him and his, and I do think that this. Yeah. I do declare.
I don't know if I'd run out of the burning house, but.
You know, every day I have a crawfish and I discuss the beauty of marriage and being faithful.
What really is a lie?
Come with me down Bourbon and let me teach you the ways of an honest man.
And also that second date, quote unquote, like to be going into those trustworthy conversation things after a one night stand. That's like, I would be like, whoa, this sounds like something an untrustworthy person would
say. Well, that is what it is. It's almost the cover up is the date. As crazy as that sounds, it's the one night stand happens. He goes, oh shit. But that also he's trying to this is the version of licking the bottom of the ice cream that you loved. Like, he's like, I gotta savor this. I'll never have ice cream again.
Yeah.
Because he's like, obviously he's not happy in his relationship. Obviously he's kind of stuck because of the business that they have together. You were a willing participant. And he's like, I don't know if that makes him a frequent cheater. I think it makes him someone who is frequently not opposed to cheating.
Yeah.
And where else to do it than on Bourbon Street with someone that's there on their big weekend to get wild, you know, I guess.
Yeah. I would say if he didn't bail so quick, that maybe he wasn't like some sort of serial cheater. Maybe he just slipped up.
No, the way he bailed, I agree, is like...
That's like serial.
Yeah, like this guy's like, oh, gotta go.
He's like, I know how this ends.
Yeah, does she tell... I feel like it's two dudes being like, just let this fucking... Let someone else deal with this. And it's very man... We're all three men just sitting here being like...
If she could find a way to do it anonymously... Completely anonymously. Just, hey, check up on your boyfriend.
He's going to know right away.
Yeah, that's true. But, I don't know.
I also, like, there's also, like, the other, and I don't, the thing we have to admit to is, like, her safety.
That's like, true. Yeah, because this guy could be nuts.
He could be nuts. Or go nuts. Crime of passion. Yeah. So, like, yeah, like, you have to be, you got to be on guard for that, too. So, because I don't want to tell someone to run into the burning house. That's my thing.
No, he'll get caught eventually. But he's in that tourist town, and they just keep visiting.
I know. And he's like...
And he's got that...
Yeah, Baton Rouge is an hour away.
He's got that fan boat business and that beignet empire.
I stay in the same place. These June bugs keep coming into town.
They keep landing on me like a palm frond in summer.
I'm gonna Google search the name of the place, but that they works, but it's a well known spot that I'm not gonna get into.
Oh, I can't wait to find out after.
Yeah, here's what I'll say to her. I in this situation, it was so blatant that I feel like
he's like, I'm like, he doesn't think they're gonna.
Well, you know when they say, like, sometimes people do act out so that they will get caught?
Yeah.
Like, this kind of feels like that. Like, it feels like he's so stuck in whatever unhappy place he is in because of the business and working with the dad and being engaged. Like, I'm sure he's like, okay, the only way to get out is to, like, blow myself to kamikaze this shit.
Yeah, I gotta ruin it.
I
gotta light the house on fire.
But now that's even more annoying because he's putting the responsibility on this woman who all she did was have a fun night with a guy she thought was single.
Yep.
Or a guy that she thought was more available than he was, whatever. And I feel for her because
fair.
In the beginning we're sitting here being like, you know, she has the least to lose. But she's lost a lot of, like, you know, it's embarrassing.
She's put in a really bad spot.
Horrible, horrible. I mean, I don't want to be keep putting in bad spots. That's my thing. Yeah. I don't know.
Keep me out of your bad spots.
Maybe you get in touch with the dad.
Oh, there you go. Like, write a letter to the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not an answer. I don't want to tell someone to go, you know, like, I'm more worried about the harm's way part.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about this guy being a psycho blaming you. So those
she was visiting there from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Farther away?
She said they're just from different states.
Oh, okay. To me it's not worth it to get in their mess because he'll slip up.
He'll find a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. But then, you know, you're saying, well, you're letting this woman walk in. Here's the other thing. Like, you know, arrangements are made all the time. I don't know. But you know, this is like the story of, like, do you, like, and in some ways, it's like they're going to have a baby. Like, you know, that's where the stakes keep rising. And you're like, wow, I let this child come into the world with a couple that shouldn't be together. You know, I feel bad because I want to give an answer, but I don't really know.
It's just not, to me, it's not her responsibility to fix that.
I agree with you. I'd walk away.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Jim Tews, @JimTews on Instagram. The album, Oatmeal, comes out on February 28th. He's got an album out right now. I was in band. Go check it out. We're sponsor people. ZipRecruiter. Ooh, so hard to find good people to work for you. We have a whole team here. We got the whole crew, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, it took us years to get this ragtag team of misfits together to make the production that we have going on right now. Mm-hmm. And ZipRecruiter takes the guesswork out of hiring at ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. That's an amazing stat I think we all have to acknowledge. We all have to stop for 1 minute and just acknowledge. Think of that. You're sitting there on a Monday being like, I need someone to help me out. And then Tuesday, 4 out of 5 times, you're going to have somebody. Think of it that way. Like, that's crazy. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain, J-T-R-A-I-N, JTrain. ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Let's do this email. Love this email. It's a little bit long, but we'll go. We'll take this one to the end. Is that cool with everybody? But we got. Yeah. We're gonna do a sponsor in between the email.
45.
We got it. Okay. King Jared, Salacious Shelby, and esteemed guests. Ooh, Salacious Shelby.
I've been called that before.
You have? Mm-hmm. Salacious Shelby. If I could gift you all the feathers in the world, I would. She writes a lot of nice things. Okay. A few weeks ago.
Read them.
You want me to read all the nice things? Mm-hmm. We only got so much. Okay. If I could give you all the feathers in the... If I could gift you all the feathers in the world, I would. Play that music. If I could gift you all the feathers in the world, I would. Both J-Train and You Up Podcasts are the listening highlight of my week. Thank you for interpreting the male mind for us single ladies. You're an absolute diamond and your advice is solid gold. I appreciate that. I feel badly about the last email because we really didn't... The last email was so much tougher.
I think we helped her out.
You think we helped her out?
Yeah. We pushed her down the right path.
I hope we helped her. I hope we didn't run over the fact that she was put in a horrible position. I mean, we all agree to that. I would wonder what a female would say in that situation where you're like, because like, I don't, if all the situation was reversed, if it was a woman that did that and I went and found out, but that happens so rarely. You know, like, there's not a lot of women that are like out like hound dogging in on Bourbon Street looking at, you know, married women.
They would be way better at it than that guy.
Yeah. They'd have a fake Instagram that they'd friend you from.
Yeah.
Say, hey, she doesn't follow anybody. She must not like Instagram social media. Like, she would have a whole fucking thing. But I'm saying if all the situation was reversed, I would walk away from it personally. A matched with this guy who seemed great. I've been out of town an insane amount this month interviewing for psychology postdocs, so scheduling a first date has been a challenge. This guy was super accommodating about how busy I've been and told me he wanted to keep chatting until he could take me out when I was back in town. We've texted regularly, even had a few long phone convos where he told me about how he had just transitioned from a job traveling around the world for photo shoots in order to accept this position working for a real estate firm in Austin. Apparently, he used to be a male model. Ding, ding, ding. Last week, I was in town briefly, and I asked if he wanted to meet up for happy hour. Here's our exchange. Okay, I'll read the text. Ready? Everyone ready?
Yeah.
He writes, seemed like we missed our phone chat. She writes, we did. I'm en route back to Austin. He writes, ready to be back? She writes, for 24 hours? Ha ha. Just kidding. It's more like 36 hours. 34 if we want to be technical. He writes, we want to be. Smiley face. It'll be a quick 34 refresh, he writes. She writes, are you okay with a happy hour meeting time? My flight leaves at 6 a.m. on Thursday, so I'll need to be in bed at a reasonable hour. He writes, yes, that's fine with me. She writes, look at me, just get jet setting and taking out male models during my layovers. I like that text from her, but it's propping him up a little too much. Look at me, jet setting. It makes her into Frumpy McFrumpstein.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at me. Look at me going out on a weeknight with a male model. Like, it makes
you're
it
ugly,
sound.
You're disgusting. I'm going to kill you.
He writes, you're ridiculous, laughy face emoji. And me taking out doctors on their layovers, not jet setting at all. Winky face. Look at he's now he's got to play into this. He's got to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's and me fun. Taking out Frumpy.
It's that Paul Rudd thing. Look at us. Look at us.
Look at us. Yeah, exactly. And then she writes, on the day of our date, I hadn't heard from him about specifics, so I reached out. Okay, so they're supposed to do a happy hour before she leaves the next morning at 6 a.m. Where am I meeting you? He writes, I was just about to ask the same question. Blankety blank? She writes, sure, what time? He writes, can you do 2 p.m.? Wah, wah. 2 p.m.? What the fuck just happened?
Male models are notoriously terrible with time.
Yeah, apparently. She writes, haha, no, I thought we agreed on happy hour. I'm only in town for a hot minute, and I've jam-packed my day. I'm with her. I love that she's stuck with... I'm not doing 2 p.m. Fuck
yeah.
She's an icon, she's a legend, and yeah. She is the moment.
That's right. Well, I work, but we can grab a coffee on my hour break at around 6 or so. That's what he wrote.
Okay.
Hour break. Yikes. Who knew there was such a thing as a post-workday real estate emergency? That sucks. You're being kept late. Would it be easier to wait and meet up next week? He writes, no, it's okay. No, it wouldn't. Okay. Would it be easier to do next week? No, it wouldn't.
Same thing. I'm going to pull the same shit next week.
Yeah. And she writes, are you sure I can't do two because I'm squeezing in a Pilates class with my friend and meeting with my advisor about these interviews? He writes, too bad. You could have taken Pilates at Equinox where I work.
Wait, what?
She writes, gasp. That's my gym. And then now we're back to the email. She writes, what? I thought he worked for a real estate firm. He called me right away and was like, I've always joked with my coworkers that I'd end up dating someone who worked out here. So he calls right away to like clean up this mess.
Right.
When I asked if he was a trainer, he told me he works at the front desk, but that he has a few personal training clients on the side. Then he asked me to tell you can hear her drying up.
Yeah.
You can hear her vagina turning into the desert as she's realizing more and more what the real story is. She went from going out with a male model who's back from Milan to front desk guy at Equinox.
Joe Millionaire.
Yeah, this is a Joe Millionaire situation.
Real estate agent.
And listen, if you're at the front desk at Equinox listening to this podcast right now, that's nothing wrong with you. I'm just saying.
No, be upfront about it.
Yeah, like don't, you know, this is expectation and reality. Don't, you know, like everything is about what you expect versus the reality of the situation. Undersell, over-deliver, not oversell, under-deliver.
Look at me on my jet setting, taking out front desk Equinox guys. Winky face.
Gotta change that text now.
Hey, come here, I can swipe you in.
Yeah. Get all.
Here's an extra towel.
Yeah, exactly.
Doctor.
He called me right away. I've always joked with coworkers I'll be updating someone who worked out here. When I asked if he was a trainer, he told me that he works at the front desk and that he has a few personal training clients on the side. Then he asked me not to tell my trainer. Now she's lying. Then he asked me not to tell my trainer about his under the table personal training clients because he didn't want to get in trouble. She writes, she put in an unhappy emoji. Okay, weird semi-flex. You'd think that as a psychologist, I'd be good at communication and know what to say in this type of scenario. Nope. Instead of telling him how uncomfortable I was feeling about discovering his side hustle, I panicked and ended the phone call by asking if we could reschedule for time other than during his shift break. Look at how the language has changed. Shift break. She's like, oh, no. I'm not going to... come meet for your 15 minutes of phone time.
Right.
Clock out.
Yeah. Since that phone call, I've been avoiding answering his text so that he doesn't ask me about rescheduling. I think he realized I was spooked because this was our exchange on Sunday. He writes, good afternoon. She writes, finally better and not a moment too soon. I'm leaving town in a few hours. Dang, where to? My California interviews are this week. I'm tired. And he writes, I bet you are. She writes, how are you? I'm doing well. No complaints. Got a job offer, so that's always good. Just tired as well. Damn, a third job, she writes. Like, now she's like, maybe this is the real estate job I thought you had.
Yeah.
Well, I probably have to leave Equinox for this one. Possibly become a member. Now he's trying to upsell himself. He's like, no, the new job can afford me nice gym.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the offer? He writes, I feel good about it. And then she writes, what's the job? Like, now she's like, now she's becoming the Jewish mom. What's, tell me the job now. Like, now she's in full on fucking, yeah. I don't want, no more flirting.
Yeah.
He writes, blank coordinator at blank, a real estate firm. And then that took him a day to respond after what's the job.
He had to Google it.
He had to. She writes, I'm so confused. In his Bumble profile, he had already listed he works for the real estate firm that he said in his last text. Also, is that a real job title? I don't know. I'm done interviewing and back in town for the long haul, and I'm dreading running into this guy at my gym. To make matters worse, he told my trainer that we had plans to go out, and my trainer is giving me shit about it, and he thinks the entire situation is hilarious. So now the trainer knows about the lying, and it's a whole thing. Every trainer knows now. The gym for me is like my safe space where I can look like trash, run like an ogre, and be antisocial and decompress after seeing patients all day. I know I'm boundaries conscious more than most due to the nature of my profession. But to be honest, I wouldn't have swiped right on this guy had I known he worked at the front desk of my gym. It sounds like, yeah. I understand what she's saying, but I know she doesn't want to admit to this. It sounds like she wouldn't swipe right on anyone that works at the front desk of any gym.
Quite possibly.
And I know she doesn't want to sound bad, but listen, you're
that's all right. That's all right.
I heard something today and I want to repeat it. I heard it on another podcast, but the way it was said, I really enjoyed. You know, sometimes life is a little bit impolite.
Yeah.
And I do, your tastes are your tastes. You know, when you tell someone try this steak and they go, I just don't like steak, it's not for you to understand why they don't like steak.
Right.
So I understand a lot of this is seeped in privilege and socioeconomic divide, but, you know, her writing in about the shift break, you could hear her drying up. I had said that before. So she's making a lot of excuses that I know she's dancing around the subject of, he's not what he sold. This is not what I thought I was buying.
Right.
That's a potential awkward encounter and dual relationship I'd rather avoid if I can help it. I have no idea how to resolve the situation. I'm not interested in meeting up anymore. And I know I can't keep avoiding him forever. I'm going to run into him eventually on one of my workout days. Do I need to suck it up and talk to him in person? Can I just send him a well-worded text that you can craft for me, please? Do I need to bring up the weird job inconsistencies, lies of omission? Maybe I just say, fuck it, throw in the towel and join a new gym. Help. What do we think? She's sent some pictures for Classic Shelb to look over. She's beautiful. You know, she's smart. She's got a great job. I'll give this to Shelb. Jim Tunes.
I want to see the desk guy.
I mean, I do too. I want to see his lookbook. Jim, what do we think?
I personally, I wouldn't change my, like, I would never want to change my gym because I'm just so comfortable there.
I wouldn't either. Also, it's you don't pick a gym. You pick a gym for a couple reasons. Cost, location,
mm-hmm.
ease of use.
Yeah.
So you're not going to go to, you know, I know Equinox is a very nice gym, but you're not going to go to the Equinox that's across town that makes your day harder to do.
No.
This Equinox could be any gym that fits into the flow of her life. So we all understand how important that is.
What she has to remember here is that she has the upper hand in this situation because he's a liar who got caught lying to her.
Of course.
She should not feel stupid at all.
I agree.
She should just say to him, look, I don't like how you spoke to me. You lost my trust. I'm going to keep going here. let's keep this.
I totally agree with your advice. I actually, with a slight change, I don't think she has to tell him about the lies. I don't think that's her responsibility. I think she could look at this and go, hey, I just got done with interviews. I know we've danced around having a date. I think she needs to come out to him. I think like in her last text, she went too long. She wrote, how are you? Because she wants to be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And she feels bad about a lot of the kind of, you know, the ickiness of telling someone, I'm not attracted to the profile that I now know to be the true profile.
Yeah.
That's icky. That's
it's,
tough to
it's
do.
It's just made worse by the lies.
Absolutely.
And if she spells it out for him, there's some finality for his dumb male model head to wrap itself around.
But that is true. But also, I think right now she's worried about how to communicate this because she's so worried of sounding like...
Snobby. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I could see that.
So I would say to her...
She doesn't owe it to him.
That's the most important thing. She doesn't owe it to him.
Yeah.
So my advice to her is, here's your text you sent. First of all, what Jim said is correct. Own the fact that if he's ever going to come out to you and go, what happened with the date? You could always say, hey, you kind of misrepresented yourself. You went from being a male model to working the desk here at the gym that I work at. Had I known all the information that I known, that if I had known that you work at my gym, honestly, that would have been a deal breaker for me. And that's just my taste. I consider this a space. You can always say that. That's the break in case of emergency lever.
Yeah.
But we're not there yet. Where we are at is, you are not into him. I want to get out of this. So the text should be, hey, I know we've danced around a date. I've been traveling like crazy. I'm actually now getting into my busy season. I'm not going to be dating right now. It's not a good time for me. I wish you all the luck, but this isn't going to be the match for me. And I know it seems too early to do that, but that is better than, hey, you poor loser, I don't date desk people.
Yeah.
You know, like, so if it gets to that point, if he pushes back, and you, so now you can see him at the gym, you can say hi to him on your way to the, you know, the gym. That's all you have to do, and that's it. You move on from it. And if he approaches you again and goes, hey, I don't understand why it didn't work out, you can go, well, if you need me to go further, you misrepresented yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't have to say the jobs. You can just say you misrepresented yourself.
Yeah.
The more information I got, the more it got different than the initial person I swiped. And that's just not a comfortable dating situation for me.
No.
But it starts at, hey, things are just not right for me. I'm not dating right now. Good luck.
Yeah.
J Train podcast.
She looks like Angie Harmon.
Oh, my God. Very Angie Harmon.
Wait, who's Angie Harmon? I know the name. I can't picture her.
She's gorgeous.
A lot of things.
But she's most notable from Rizzoli and Isles.
There might have been a thing before that, but recently.
I think there was a thing before that, but I mean, Rizzoli and Isles had 30 million commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
And she does look a lot like...
Look-alike confirmed. Will the gals at Pure Bar agree?
We're sponsor people. Brooklinen. The J Train podcast brought to you by Brooklinen. Making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. What better time than the new year to care for yourself? You spend 30 of your life in sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? I have Brooklinen sheets. It is a treat I keep buying them because the treat is getting the sheets, having them delivered, throwing them in the wash, making the bed, getting into that bed in all your comfies, and then really, it's like a spa in your own home. I'll say that. And the Brooklinen sheets are fantastic, and they've got 50,000 five-star reviews. They were the first direct-to-consumer bedding company, so they know what they're doing. They know how to do it. They know what you want based on the experience of other people giving feedback, and it's just a great product and service. Plus, they've moved beyond the bedroom to offer essentials for your bathroom like towels, shower curtains, and bath mats. So they do it all, and they even launched ultra-soft loungewear that makes you feel like you've never left bed. Ooh. Do you like softness, comfort, essentials to help you relax? Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to hit refresh on the new year. Go on, make yourself comfortable. Yeah, if you haven't gotten sheets for the new year, that's kind of something you should do.
Come on.
New sheets are great.
Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and loungewear and towels come with a lifetime warranty. You heard it. Lifetime. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping on all the new sheets when you use promo code JTRAIN, only at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. Whew, love that. Hey, do we have one news item? Let's do one news item before we go.
We do have one news. You remember a couple weeks ago we had a story about some graffiti.
Yes.
Tempe, Arizona.
Okay.
A man.
Yeah.
An iconic artist who had been going around town spraying the words, just the words, penis man.
Yes.
On anything he could find.
Yes, the artist formerly known as Penis Man.
So
he was spray painting it everywhere. They reported on the news. A true artist, a recluse.
Well, accused penis man graffiti tagger Dustin Schorner announced on his Facebook that early Saturday morning he was arrested by 25 heavily armed SWAT officers.
This is what they're spending their time on. You thought penis man was worth like a full, like, go, 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 go! You know, like, they're doing that. Like, doesn't that make you a little bit... Like, that could have been one desk jockey.
What city was this?
This is in Tempe, Arizona.
Tempe, oh, wow, yeah.
It feels Arizona...
Overreaction.
It is
capital.
One of those places that feel... Like, there's certain places that you go to where you see the police and you're like, I'm not messing with police here.
Yeah.
They are...
They're bored and overfunded.
And they look like they are, like, equipped to the teeth. Like, you see them, you're like, these guys are fucking serious. So they ran in on him?
Well, they reported Thursday he'd become a bit brazen with his markings in the past couple weeks, hitting the historic Hayden Flower Mall in the front door of Tempe's municipal building. Like, before it's like, oh, there's some fucking building side or
sure,
a couch.
No, he was really pushing this agenda. There was bigger fish to fry for him. He's like, I'm moving from under the bridges. I'm going to the elementary schools with Penis Man.
He wrote, I just spent the last 24 hours in Tempe, Phoenix police custody for spraying Penis Man. They raided my condo and vehicle and swarmed my entire complex with 25 heavily armed SWAT officers. And
he wrote this?
And pointed a silenced assault rifle in my face.
Okay. I'm not on his side, but I'm not on the police's side. The answer is somewhere between the two. He can't cry victim when he's been on the loose for now, how long? Like months? He's been doing this for a long time.
He also wrote, for the record, I hate the institution of the police, but I do not think every
penis man doesn't like institutions.
But I do not think every single cop is a bastard. To say they are is, in my opinion, stooping to their level of profiling.
Well, this isn't about
some of the detectives I met seem to be genuine penis man fans.
Hey, I love your work, but you know I gotta take you.
I gotta take you. That's so funny. Everything about this story is hilarious, Shelby. I don't know where you find these things. What do you think of Penis Man? Don't you agree that it's somewhere between the two?
Yeah, I don't know what Tempe is. I've never been to
to
Arizona. I don't know what this place is like, but it sounds like a story from a place where there's not a lot of terrible things going on. Is that a possibility?
If you can spare 25 police officers to go catch one penis man.
That's a lot of cops.
It's a lot of cops. A lot of ammo. So
I feel like back in the day, they would like knock on your door and go, all right, Dustin, two guys, you know why we're
absolutely
here.
Absolutely. No. Absolutely.
It is funny, though, the way here's the thing is, like, we have to admit to the incentives. So I'm with you. Like, this is too much police for this case.
Yeah, like, we got...
We get it.
They sent us this fucking tank in assault. We got to use them.
We got to use them. Yeah. I agree. This seems like a lot for one penis man. Where I disagree with Penis Man is he's going online because he knows this is like this is the thing. Like this type of guy wins online. This type of guy goes online and goes, you know, with the way police harass people, minorities right. in this country, they should, you know, like, and he's like, I'm part Scandinavian. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know what the Penis Man's background is, but like.
Oh, here is a picture.
I'm 0.5% Cherokee.
Yeah, I took a 23andMe, and it just feels like they're oppressing the Swiss version of me.
These
5% Swiss.
People have been keeping my people down for centuries.
Yeah, this guy, I you know, this penis man does not look like he's
that
being profiled a lot.
Is exactly what I pictured.
He does look like the Penis Man. I do have to say though, but for him to go online and go like to write as if he's a victim in all this, like,
yeah,
you did write Penis Man all over Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah.
So I don't agree that there should be 25 cops, but I also don't think that they shouldn't be looking for you.
If it were fewer than 25, he would have been a little bit disappointed.
Maybe. Like
This really gives him something.
And he also didn't write it under a bridge. He wrote it on a municipality.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not a slippery slope guy, but the minute you feel okay writing Penis Man on a municipality is then you're like, well, what else can I get away with? I'm the Joker.
True.
To charter schools and synagogues.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's next? Now my bubby has to see your salacious language. Thank you for bringing the news, Shelby.
Thanks for having me.
Jim Tews is a pleasure. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man.
Always good to see you.
This is fun.
All of you need to go follow Jim at Jim Tews on Instagram. His album called Oatmeal is coming out February 28th. The original album, I Was in Band, is out right now, so you can go subscribe to him on Spotify and iTunes.
Get a taste
of Jim Tews.
Get a little feathered.
And then you can come back for the whole thing on the 28th. So, at Jim Tews on Instagram. I'm Classic Shelb. Thank you for bringing the news and all popping in.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm Jared Freed. This was a fun episode. Mm-hmm. I think everyone should go subscribe to the YouTube page because our buddy James here is doing lots of great work here. We have quite a production going on here.
And thank you very much.
That's right, Mr. President. So go subscribe to the YouTube. Let's not make this work for naught. We'll be back next episode. Boom.